And next, we have Group E, the Blue Group, led by Walter Knorr, and the reporter is Joyce Tolliver.
So I'll let you just look at what we put up for question one. Our most singular aspects are competitive advantages of the University of Illinois today, and why, and I'll highlight a few that maybe haven't been talked about very much yet. One would be number three, our reputation for innovation and technology. Our group pointed out that we've got some pretty good facilities and resources available for research, and we talked about the example of the BP grant that we got partly because we had these nice fields that could be used in order to develop the crops. So that is special about us. We have a strong international presence and reputation. That's number five. We haven't talked yet about number six, our societal responsiveness among the three campuses in different ways. We see the uniqueness of each campus as a strength. 12, we do have a large alumni base, which is located all across the world. We think that's a strength. Something that hasn't been mentioned is the strength of our shared governance relationships. And here, this is applicable at the level of the University of Illinois in general, as well as on the individual campuses through Senate's conference. And it's not by chance that I'm the reporter, and I chose to mention this. I'm the vice chair of the Senate's conference. And also something nobody else has mentioned yet is our responsible fiscal stewardship within the University of Illinois. We're not saying that the state's in great shape, but we are saying that given the resources that we have, they've been handled very, very well within the University of Illinois. So question two, different groups got different questions. Ours are 3 to 5 most important strategic initiatives, and no, we did not stop at 5, but we did better than other groups. We really need that new compact with the state, number one. We need the financial support, and then if we're not going to get that, we need the release of regulatory constraints. I want to highlight number four, the research park development. One of the members of our group thought about us being the Silicon Valley of the Midwest at some point. Another point that has not been addressed yet is number six. We would like to address world problems of food, of nutrition, of lack of water, and sustainability. Number seven is important, civic responsibility, but integrated into teaching, into learning, and to scholarship in different ways. And finally, I'll point out number nine. We find it necessary to determine what is the right financial model that will help us to deal with the challenges that we've already pointed out and to achieve the goals. So on to question three, what are the actions and policies and initiatives that would help to build successful interaction and collaboration? This really elicited a lot of discussion in our group. And mostly we talked about making collaboration possible. We really want the bullet train. That probably goes to the question about impossible dreams, but we did say we want to be able to find each other, and it's hard to do. One member of our group mentioned she hadn't been up here before, and that's from Urbana to Chicago, very common. But another important point that our group made was that research collaboration in particular depends on the individuals doing the research, and you cannot force that. So now I'm on to question four. Three wonderful but possibly impossible dreams for the university, and why are they wonderful but possibly impossible? I love reading that. And here we stuck to three. Number one, release from mandates. Number two, and I don't think that's impossible. Number two, know where all of our alumni are and keep all of our alumni engaged. And number three, we want our student populations to reflect the demographics of the state, and we also want superior student profiles, however you define them. And this also relates to the discussion we had about our engagement of K through 12. That's it.
And next we have Group F, the Purple Group, led by Christophe Pierre, and Barbara Henley will be reporting.
Thank you. First of all, let me say that red is my favorite color. We ended up with purple, so we renamed our group the Heavyweights. So we're all heavyweights. Please raise your hand, all heavyweights. Okay, so now you know who we are. We had the question, what are some of our assets and competitive advantages? Well, first of all, we thought diverse, comprehensive missions of the three campuses was certainly one. Where we were geographically distributed all over the state, even in Rockford and Peoria, and we included the extension programs. We also believe that we had, as an asset, we have the ability to address the most pressing social and economic problems and injustices of our time, including racism, violence, et cetera, et cetera. Another asset is the high quality human capital that we have in our faculty, staff, and students, and the large number of alumni. We also believe an asset is training of our health professionals. Our global presence is certainly an asset, and our strengths in engineering. Next. Okay, we decided we didn't have to count. We were heavyweights. So, we have more than five.
What's happened to numerous?
3 to 5 most important strategic initiatives. A new model of education. Better use of our facilities, 3-year degrees, serving new populations, including prisoners, second degree seekers, and the business community. We also believe that we need infrastructure to share resources. We need to train the post-industrial masses. We also need to address K through 12 issues. We need to engage in strategic enrollment, online, year-round, lifelong learning, affordability, diversity, et cetera. We also believe we need to modernize administration. We need to continue to work at efficiencies. We need to become more agile. And we need to look at our ability to be nimble. In other words, related back to the first one, we want to reinvent the educational process. Next one. Okay, what actions, policies, initiatives would most help build successful interactions and collaborations among the three campuses? One of our group members came up with regulatory reciprocity. If something is approved on one campus, it automatically ought to be approved on the other campus if it's good for that campus. We also believe that impediments and barriers to collaborations ought to be removed. We believe if communication needed to improve, there needed to be more sharing of information and best practices, for example, models of teaching. We also decided as a group that there would be no need for incentives to collaborate. This is something that we would be doing. Three, again, we didn't have to count. What are three wonderful but possibly impossible dreams? One is a free education for qualified Illinois students. Another one is an investment plan for parents, and they will get their return on investment once their student is employed. Higher tuition, higher aid. Student enrollment that reflects the population of the state of Illinois. We also talked about eliminating discipline-based colleges. And lastly, we want our classroom doors open to workers so that we will have a total learning community, even the building service workers. Thank you.